Chapter 3 Inner Circle. I've been telling you bitches that it's just a matter of time before something like this happened, but did anyone listen to me? No. Call me crazy, but I know that two-faced backstabbing bitch of a president, Paula Andrews, set this whole thing up. Eve bypassed her Cosmo and poured herself a shot of Taikoo Soju instead. Although technically considered the mini-bar in the grand room of her house, covering almost 150 square feet of the room, Eve's bar was fully stocked with a plethora of top-shelf wines, champagnes, and liquors. Now, Eve, don't even go there. Paula wouldn't do that. She's one of us. She's president of the Lady Leopards, for God's sake. Jackie protested. So, you think her introducing her girl Samira to Amber was a coincidence? Eve quizzed. Come the fuck on, don't be so naive. I did my research. Here she goes, fucking 007, Jai joked. Call it what you like, but I knew that shit stunk the moment Paula tried to pawn that bitch off on me first. Why the hell would somebody lobby that fucking hard for her girl unless there was an ulterior motive in play? She was looking to set one of us up. When she got wind of how I roll when it comes to my staff, she pulled back and set her sights on someone a lot more lenient. Eve darted a sympathetic glance in Amber's direction. Amber rose to her feet and walked to the wall-sized window in Eve's master study. Eve could only imagine her thoughts as tears rolled down Amber's cheeks. For nearly 4 years, Eve had been pressing the ladies to start a private association that specifically pledged an order of protection from such a thing. The ladies in the group would be privy to private information about each other's families, such as travel plans, staff information.